Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 73rd Venice Film Festival, and this year Fred is the official online radio station of the festival. I'm pleased to be joined by director Sergei Loznitsa, who has presented his latest film, Austerlitz, here at the festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, and hello.
So this is a film that very briefly looks at tourists visiting concentration camps. Why did you decide to examine this particular topic?
If you want to make a film about our relation with memorial and what it means, our memory, and how we accept the things which happens, the horrible things which happens now 80 or 70 years ago, and how new generation understand history. I think, one of the best place to come to the memorial, real memorial, and to see people, how they visit and what they are doing, and what their faces express.
And you really get the chance to do that in this film, because the camera is very observational. What was the reason behind this particular style?
Not to disturb spectators, to observe. Right. Can you imagine that if somebody will talk about that and destroying everything, even your attention?
Pure people watching. You know, we're watching the people instead of watching the environment.
We're watching everything, watching people, watching places, and we spend time with them.
In that sense, is there a reason behind the picture being in black and white?
Picture in the black and white because you have somehow agreement from our history of cinema and photo, that black and white is always chronic.
Right, like the actualities by the Lumiere brothers.
This is actuality by our technology, how cinema came to us. And the first thing, and the second thing, normally I would like to manipulate with color in my films, and I would like to take care about the color in my film, because the color express a lot of things and influence to the spectator. But when you shoot stream the crowd, you can't manage. You can't say, please change this t-shirt and black and white, one of the solution to concentrate attention to the faces. This why many reason, but also because immediately transfer what we can see to another space. Because black and white is point of view, as scientists said us, of the cat.
Right. This film is kind of like, invites the viewers to kind of look at people's behaviors. Did you pick up, what were your observations on what you saw that was happening? What did you realize in the making of this film?
What I realized, or what is exists in the film?
Both.
It's what exists in the film you can see. Yes. You have possibility today and tomorrow. And what I thinking that some of the people don't know where they are, don't understand in which place they spend time.
Taking selfies and just...
okay. Yes. But this is not such easy. I don't want to make a moral solution about that. Of course, for me, it's impossible. It's coming for... incoming for. It's, to thinking about the selfie, also it's a point, because this is also probably reaction when somebody would like to protect, because sometimes people use camera like a protection from the reality. They can't see direct like this Gorgon.
Yeah.
It's impossible because you become stone. And some people use camera like this something protection between eyes and what happens around. It's probably in subconsciousness level. When people don't understand why they are doing that, but they are doing that. This is more complicated question than easy answer on it.
Absolutely, and that's the beauty of the this film. Congratulations on it. Unfortunately, that's all the time that we have. But thank you very much for joining us and talking to us about it.
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.